Yes, it is kind of like a silly trend fad for most people, but I love like the personalization of them and people like really going outside of their wheelhouse and being crafty and thrifty about it.
People who are the Lulu haters and are like being mean to people, get a grip, get a life, get over yourself, let people enjoy things. I hate to say that, but it's like actually like if you hate them to the point where you have to be vocal about it, like you hate people are having fun, and that is like that's so annoying. It's such an
True.
annoying way to be. Just
Oh,
like
no. It's true.
find something else to do.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the DeLulu Canoe Podcast. We are here, we are queer, we are ready to rear our heads back onto this white water rafting ride. I had too much energy. It's going really great so far. And I'm surrounded by all my labubus. And I'm also surrounded by Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Guess what?
What?
I went to a liquor store. I went to a liquor store across here from my house and it had Labubu. This is my first and only one.
Really? That's all you
Yes,
have?
that's all I have.
What a shame. You know who also has a lot of labubus?
Who?
Chompy!
Hello, it's me. I don't have that many. I have a couple of them, but I am actively collecting
That's
them.
how it
I want
starts.
that shrimp.
Oh, you
I
want the
want
shrimp one?
that shrimp.
Yeah, I got a guy. I know somebody who's got it. It's not
Okay.
cheap.
Well, okay. I've been trying on the app. So this is a, if I get it through the app, it will be the only one that I've gotten through the app because unfortunately, I like many of us have been going to the reseller stores and paying $20 or $30 extra to get these little freaks, but I need them.
So I love that you reached out to me and you were like, listen, I saw your Labubu. I want to match you and do a DeLulu Labubu episode. And I was like, be my guest. I will bring them all out of the woodwork. So thank you for pitching your idea. I always love when people do that.
I am absolutely, absolutely DeLulu for
Yes.
Labubu.
Okay, that's dope.
So cute. And you got the mini one in there
Okay,
too.
so this is the newest accessory is this stupid little cat backpack that has an even tinier. It's not this one is not an official pop bean that's in there. It's just a little Labubu that they had at the store, but
So
there it is.
can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did su now are these clothing? Is it just part of Pop Mart, or does somebody else like a third
No.
party?
They're third
No,
party.
these are from the mall. There is
I lost
a
my shoe on
store
one.
in the Cerritos Mall that had little Prada outfits, little just all different designer hats, shirts, little purses, little shoes. I got the little Starbucks, the glasses. So yeah, no, I wear this on my belt a lot, especially when I'm going to things. I'm like, I don't know what to talk to. I don't know what to talk about here. But if I have this, everyone asks me about
They
it, and
really
then I
do.
get to be like, yes, please observe, hold her, look how cute she is.
Oh, I love it.
But yeah, no, it does. And everyone asks, does it come like that? No, it does not come
No.
like this.
But that's the best part, though, is that you get to kind of personalize
So
them.
that's what got me into it because I have a friend who is a plush collector and he's been collecting different plushies, Squishmallows, Build-A-Bear, Pop Mart stuff for a couple years. So he has been posting about Labubu for at least a year. So I'd seen them before this year. And I was like, I don't need that necessarily. And then I saw you guys were getting them earlier this year. And then I saw Backstitch Bruja was making little Halloween outfits for them. And then I was like, it is over.
It's over. Yeah.
I
Give
quit.
me 11 of them. Give me Halloween outfits. I have access to a 3D printer. I am going to be making them little masks. I'm going to be making them little accessories.
Chompy
You
raised
can't
that
argue with
white
this.
flag. She was like, I surrender.
Well,
Take my
it's
money.
over. Seriously, like I was just like, okay, you got them, and then Chrissy was getting them. I was like, okay, what's going on here?
What's going
And I'm going
on?
on, I'm looking online, I'm like, this is the whole thing, and people are making memes about them and like little jokes of like, I got three. Well, I got 15. I got my whole car. And it's like, liquor store across the street from my house. They don't sell anything like cutesy. It's just all sports stuff and liquor. And then this whole thing of Labubus. I was like, I gotta get one, I gotta get one.
It's like the Beanie Baby craze. They're popping up everywhere. Everyone is becoming a reseller and like trying to make their extra $20 off them. And so that's part of my Delulu is, why do I have to go to resellers? Why Pop Mart? Figure it out.
So conspiracy theory. I wish I had a tinfoil hat because I would just slap it on my head right now.
I bet you I'm on board.
I have a theory that Pop Mart is doing it intentionally to build supply and demand because if it was so easy to get them, people wouldn't care.
Yeah.
True.
100%. I'm on board.
I also think that's why they upped their prices, because they saw that people were willing to pay more than what they had estimated, which is why they upped them like an extra $3 to $5 per set. And another theory, which I don't think this one's true, but someone else brought this up to me and I'm kind of like, that's interesting. Pop Mart might be also making the fake ones, the LaFoufous. So they're double dipping.
That makes sense.
But they're, yeah, but they're making them. Again, conspiracy theory, this isn't proven, but like, that's how they're quadrupling, like the billionaire is making so much money off of it, or the guy who came up with it, because they're doing the LaBooBoos and the LaFoufous.
Yeah.
Okay, is the guy who created it, is he an independent artist though? Like, are we, can we be happy for him, or is this, I don't know.
I mean, I kind of, I have no, I, from what I've read, when I did like the little bit of research on my like Dare Wears video where I like broke down each one and like how I came across them, I didn't see anything like really bad about him or negative, that like he just was inspired by them. He just enjoyed making them and is really excited that people enjoy them.
It's
so,
like Nordic folklore, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was based on. Yeah, I think it was, but it was an illustration in 2015 is what I read. Of,
it reminds me of where the wall things are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just think they're so, I mean, I just love putting the outfit. Okay, so obviously this is my main girl, Lucky. She comes with me everywhere. I put her on my little belt.
Luck is so
cute. So I'm wearing, this is my Donald Duck outfit.
We didn't even address your outfit. It's been like, what, 6 minutes?
Dressed like a cartoon duck.
Oh my God.
For those of you that are listening, Chompy has been sitting in this Donald Duck outfit for 5-6 minutes maybe, and we just didn't address it because we were talking about hyperfixations on the boo-boos.
It was that important. It was that important. So this is my little Donald Disneyland outfit that Claire and I were. We were Donald and Daisy for Pride Night at Disneyland the other week. So awesome. That's why I wore this, and then I made a little, hold on.
It was like the one time you don't want them to come off.
A matching outfit.
So cute.
So Claire made this little top, and she made, the little sequins, and then I made the little mini version.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm obsessed. Oh,
and then, her LaBooBoo, we made a big, she made a big bow for herself, and then she made a big bow for the LaBooBoo, too. So then we were both matching. We met Donald and Daisy at Pride Night, and we got to show them our little guys and show them our outfits. So, that was really fun.
Oh, so freaking cute.
I got the duck butt purse. I'm obsessed with this, too.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even see that there was a duck butt.
It's very small, though. This is not not a real person.
Do you have at Disneyland PhilharMagic where you like sit in a theater and then like you see on the screen all the different things?
Oh, where Donald comes out at the end? Yes, yes.
Okay, I was going to say, is that, I'm guessing that's what it's based on, is when he's at the end is like, and then falls in the back. So they do have it at Disneyland.
Yeah, I think, okay. I don't think that I've been to the one at Disneyland, but I've been to the one at Disney World many times.
Same, yeah. Super cute. Oh, I love it. Yeah. So adorable.
So Donald's my favorite, obviously. I love him.
So would you say that, like, this is a hyperfixation for you as, like, the LaBooBoos right now? Or is this something, like, you've collected things throughout the years? Like,
I've always been a big toy collector and, like, Pokemon cards, Beanie Babies, Squishmallows. All of that stuff, I've always been a huge collector. So that's why I was like trying not to get into it, because I'm like, as soon as I start, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop until I get tired or everything runs out.
What's the craziest thing you did for a LaBooBoo?
I mean, I did drive to Anaheim at like the evening. So like in the middle of traffic, we drove to Anaheim and I was like, no. And then 2 days, so I went and got my first one. Mm. And then like 2 days later, I drove back to Anaheim with Claire so we could buy the, whole box. So the first one I got was a Macaron one, which was one that my friend, he was selling them because he collects them. So he bought a whole box of the Macaron. So he had an extra that he was selling. So that was my first one.
Oh, okay.
And then he and I drove to Anaheim. I bought two boxes, one for me, one for Claire. That's a little happiness.
Yeah.
Or, yes, this is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And then Claire has loyalty. So those were the first two. Mm-hmm. But then she was like, I want the pink one. And I was like, I obviously want the purple one. So then we drove back to Anaheim, bought the whole box.
And it's that shop that we won't name, but like that one, yeah, that's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to like expose them. Oops, goodbye, LaBooBoo. But there is a place in Anaheim. There's a bunch of them. But there's one that's like notoriously like doing pretty well. And I've reached out a couple times to be like, hey, it's influencer. But every time they're kind of like, okay, so I went and I bought, I also drove 45 minutes a different direction to get the ones that I got, and they were selling them at a boba shop. So I called them, was like, listen, I do you got any LaBooBoos? And they were like, yeah, we do. I was like, but like, how many do you have? If I leave now, will I be able, like, it's going to take me an hour to get there, minimum. And they were like, yeah, it's fine. I was like, you sure about that? They was like, yeah, why? And I was like, okay, I'll see you in an hour and 20 minutes. So I drove all the way to go grab, I think I got like three the first time I went. And then I wound up, Chrissy came back from a trip, and then I was like, look at this, look what I got. And she was like, where did you? And I was like, get in my car and I'll show you. So then I wound up bringing her and Joni Brosas to get some. So it's the LaBooBoo, I don't know, fever is real.
It's very real.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're kind of winding down a little bit, though?
To an extent, but I also really want that shrimp.
Yes.
But I'm really trying to, I want to get it through the app. If I got it through the app, it would make me very happy. But they keep doing super limited drops, and they're only at certain times. And then I feel like that all of the official Pop Mart sales are getting botted. So, like, bots are, like, scooping them up right away. So it's really hard to
It's so frustrating.
Get one.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I wish they would do something about that, because it's, like, those people don't care. Like, the people that set it all up so that they win all of them, they're just reselling them for a higher ticketed
price. They're just trying to make money. And that's what upsets me, because I feel like toy collecting should be such a pure hobby. Like, these make me so happy, and they make other people so happy. Every time people see them, people are, like, so excited. They want to touch them. They want to hold them. They want to talk about them. And, like, also, like, kids get really happy and are like, oh, my God, like, she has one. Like, it's so cute. So I hate that other people are just, like, being selfish and, like, trying to make a quick buck off them. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, it's really bad. I wish they would do something about that. Like sure, charge whatever you want and give certain ones to certain people to sell. Like, because I know there's some brick-and-mortar stores that – like, have applied to sell Pop Mart products, and then they can jack them up as much as they want. But when it's, like, people that are just setting up bots to buy them all and then are setting it to, like, $100 a box, I wish they would do something. But I get it. They don't care. As long as they make their money, that's all they truly care about. But it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Very frustrating.
I have one more LaBooBoo to show you.
You have one more? Oh, my gosh. I have the same thing.
Okay, so mine matches yours.
We're twinning.
But look at his little slippers.
Yeah. My God.
Okay, so I don't know where you got
coconut?
This is sea salt coconut. Okay. I call him coconut.
Aww.
I know she's a girl, but I called this one him. Sorry. So I got this little outfit with the slippers at Okidoki Cranes, which I do recommend.
Ooh.
Is in Garden Grove. You should check them out, because they have, I'm not sure what they do different deals, but they have one that's for $100, you get a LaBooBoo or any of the other box guys and 50 tokens to play all the crane games. And they have crane games for LaBooBoo clothes and then, like, tons of other really cute plushies. And they have a whole case of all the clothes. So, yeah, this is where I got.
Road trip.
Yeah, I would do that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, you should hit them up, honestly. Yeah, because they do influencer stuff. So,
I would like to play a crane game. See, I always lose their shoes. I don't know what my problem is, but all of my LaBooBoos are shoeless. So
these are the only. So these slippers seem like they stay on pretty good, but I also I couldn't freaking find them before I left. But I also got little Crocs.
Cute
little Crocs. I'll put a picture of it in the YouTube video.
Yeah.
And I have tiny croc charms.
Oh, my God. They do?
Yeah. No, so I couldn't walk away from that. I was like, give me one of those. And it was the same thing with the stupid little backpack. As soon as the lady showed, she was like, check this out. I was like, Yeah, give me that.
Add to cart.
Give me one of those for me and give me one for Claire right now. Like, let's go.
You're like, why? Yep, just
put it in the bag.
Don't look. That's how I felt about the little, like, mini ones. Is I was on AliExpress and I saw that they were selling them. So I bought like 3 bags of the mini ones and I started making them into earrings and selling them. Yeah. Well, I didn't do it. Chrissy helped me because she was like, I know how to do this. I'll do it. And I was like, great, bet. Aww. And like they sold pretty quickly at Ontario Comic-Con Revolution. Mm. Yeah.
I so bet people really go crazy for those. Yeah.
They were really into like even the Lafufus I brought because I was just like, I'll use them to decorate my booth, blah, blah, blah. People were buying them up. I was like, okay, sure.
People want anything. I mean, some of the Lafufus are really cute. Like,
yeah.
And those I wouldn't feel bad about like customizing and like doing more.
I mean, I've where is this one?
Can you guys tell the difference?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, easily.
But like, is this like legit or just like
you won't know until when you as soon as you open that, does it have the rip tab across the top?
I mean, from here I can tell it's fake.
It's like as a good.
Okay, yeah, no.
It's because yeah. So damn. It's the color of the box. That's the dead giveaway. Like, see how vibrant it is?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like pastel.
Mm-hmm.
Pastel.
Yeah. But that's okay.
It'll still be exciting to see who's in there.
I'm going to cosmetize the hell out of this.
Yeah.
So there's
this is my cotton candy one.
Okay, I need some Mickey ears for them. Yeah! And so also at Disneyland, they have little Christmas ornament popcorn buckets, and people are using them as little Labubu popcorn buckets. So
I love it.
I
took a Coca-Cola one and I dyed him fun colors because I was like, I want him to be fun colored.
He's cute.
I'm also making a Pikachu one right now, but I don't have him with me. But I have a lot of Pikachu outfits for my Labubus. Yeah, I think that it's fun to like customize them and do different like fun things with them too. Because then like you get your own like original little guy.
So there's their Instagram is called Blood and Teeth, and they will take your Labubu and they'll customize them for you, and they'll make it like they've done ones that have two. They'll sew their heads together like they're like conjoined twins. They do like spooky stuff for them. So they usually take like broken or damaged toys and like figures and stuff, and then they'll make them like they're bloody or their skull is sticking out or like their bones are sticking out and stuff. So they do really cool customization.
Oh, I love that.
So I definitely recommend.
I love how creative people are getting with this. Cause like it is kind of like a silly trend fad for most people, but I love like the personalization of them and people like really going outside of their wheelhouse and being crafty and thrifty about it. And I wish we could convince people to do that more with clothing, with like just anything. Like
you can do anything. Mm-hmm. There are no rules, really.
Yeah.
That's the second part of my Dululu, is that people who are Lululu haters and are like being mean to people, get a grip. Get a life. Get over yourself. Let people enjoy things. I hate to say that, but it's like actually like if you hate them to the point where you have to be vocal about it, like you hate people are having fun, and that is like that's so annoying. It's such an annoying way to be. Oh, just like
it's true.
Find something else to do.
Yeah, I get that, like when the bubble pops and things go viral, I get that there's always going to be people that are like, I don't really care for that kind of music, or I don't really care for that trend that's going around. But it's the fact that you're taking time and energy to make a TikTok or a video. Like, there was that one podcast of this. It was an older gentleman and an older woman saying that, like, oh, if you're into Labubus, then you need therapy. Hate to break it to you, but a lot of people that have Labubus are actually in therapy.
Actually,
it's the people that...
And neither are helping. Thank you so much.
Like, what?
Everyone's in therapy. Come on. The whole world should be in therapy.
It should be. But
these are not the problem. Let me tell you that. Yeah. Like, this sick world is our problem, and this is what I have. So unless you're going to go change some laws and stop some wars or actually do something to help people, shut up. Okay?
Yeah.
Shut up. Let me have this.
Everyone's got a vice. Some people have drugs. Some people have clothing. Some people have shoes.
Yeah.
I understand the guys that collect a lot of shoes. I don't understand it, but sneakerheads. But it's a thing. I'm like, cool. Well, there's some people that just love to wear a guy's last name in the back of on their back. You know.
I like doing that. Just kidding. I don't know.
I'm talking about sports fans.
I know. It's just being.
No, plenty of people have things that I'm like, that's not for me, and I don't care. Yeah. I don't need to take up.
I don't need to shame any somebody else's fun. I'm like, I'll try it. I'm like, is it for me? I'm like, it's not for me. Okay, cool.
I can't think of the last thing that was really popular that was like a collectible that I was like, bleh, you know, and like made a post about. Like, there's a joke that I have with my community that I shit on Digimon, but like, that's kind of where it ends.
Digimon? Like,
Digimon.
I love Digimon. Oh my god.
You're fired. No, it's just so somebody.
At least the Digimon's actually talk English. I mean, gosh. And it doesn't take 15 episodes or seasons to evolve. Come on. They have like
Meow?
Three stages.
I was going to say, Meow speaks English. And so does Slow King.
Yeah.
Okay, so. And out of what? How many Pokemons?
And Mewtwo?
Are we the same? Why did we both have that the same moment?
We're like, wait, I know that there's more. They're talking.
There's more. We're like getting raged about it. No, but like, okay, somebody tried to say that like Pokemon copied Digimon. And then I was like, I had to stop the game I was playing on Twitch. By the way, Dare Bear Live on Twitch. Come join me. I had stopped the game. Went AFK, pulled out my phone, Googled it, and was like, listen here, you're wrong. Look, the data Pokemon is this, and Digimon came out at this time, and they copied them, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I, like, went on a tangent, and then I put the phone down and was like, anyways, back to Hello Kitty Adventure Island. You know, like, I was playing, like, a wholesome game, like Pikmin or something. And it doesn't even matter. Like, it's a joke.
I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Is kind of ridiculous, but
really?
Yeah, that's just me.
You're going to ride hard for Digimon? But you're gonna shit on Yu-Gi-Oh?
Oh, first of all, Digimon is like a digital monster, right?
Whoa.
They're not like a real pet that's out there in wild and gets captive in a little small ball and trained to fight for their lives.
Oh no.
So yeah, I'm just saying. But
his grandpa. That's like the whole first episode.
Who?
Is like Yu-Gi-Oh's like grandpa. That's like he says it like 85 times in that first episode.
It's like he's ready to duel, all of a sudden he has a deep voice.
Wait,
let's
what?
Duel. Come on.
Well, that's just, isn't that his alter ego or whatever?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you the lore of Yu-Gi-Oh.
I gave it a try because everybody was like, oh, Yu-Gi-Oh. And then after that, it's Digimon. I was like, oh, I want
I saw
Digimon.
A lot of it in the background growing up because that, and a lot of Dragon Ball Z, but it's because I wanted to watch Sailor Moon before or after.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There it is.
Just waiting my turn on the TV.
I love Sailor Moon and I love Dragon Ball. That's why I'm kind of like, I don't want to watch One Piece.
Wait, whoa.
What?
So you're going to say that Pokemon takes too long for them to evolve, but in Dragon Ball Z, they lead up to a fight for at least a whole season.
Famously.
That's why I'm traumatized from watching One Piece because it reminds me of the same thing. I'm like, I only went through that once. I don't need to go through it again.
No.
One Piece also is that. Like the show that will never end.
But Digimon was just like, they just had a cool look. I like Brock and and Pokemon and Misty and Mew and Jesse and Jane. I watched it all until the movie with the Mewtwo, and then I just stopped after that because it was just getting too much for me. But
did you watch the Pokemon Hotel show? I forget what it's called. Pokemon Concierge.
I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
It stressed me out. It's supposed to be like relaxing, and she just like can't do her job. And I'm like, girl, you gotta do your job.
Wait, the concierge girl?
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. Yeah.
You might like it though. It may have uniquely stressed only me. It is like... very cute though. I think I must have been trying to watch it when I was also trying to do something else. I don't know. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I struggle watching a lot of like anime or TV shows because like I've clocked. Like I'm really good at spotting patterns is what I've noticed. So I'll be watching like Big Bang Theory and I'm having a good old time watching it. And then I'll just randomly be like, this is literally the same problem they had like 2 episodes ago, but copy and paste 2 different people in it. It's always a miscommunication, and if they would just talk to each other, there'd be no problems. And then I started watching other sitcoms and like anime and other things, and I'm like, oh no, this is just how writing is.
This is literally
just writing for TV. So I find myself like really struggling. Like Sailor Moon, I watched like the Netflix one, which was like Crystal Heart Sky Moonbeam, whatever it's called. Sorry. But I watched it. And the same sort of thing. I got through 2 seasons, and then by the 3rd season, it was Sailor Moon having an issue with what's his name, the guy in it,
Tuxedo Mask.
So it was like her having the same like, oh, they're in love, and then all of a sudden he's like busy doing something, and she's like, oh, well, what about me? And then another like bad person approached. You know, it just it's a constant wheel of like the same situations happening.
It's a formula. Right.
All right, I got a show for you.
Uh-oh.
Have you seen Severance?
No.
The Apple show? Okay, that is a show where you ain't seen nothing that has ever happened on this show.
Ooh.
It is wild. It is directed by Ben Stiller, and parts of it are funny, but it's not like a funny show. But so it's about people who work in an office where their personality is severed when they walk in the door. So their outie lives their life and then doesn't remember anything that happens in the office.
Whoa. I think JP was telling me about this, and he said it would be interesting for me to see. So.
Yes. I think if you are bored of other shows, this is it'll freshen it right up. So I think you could enjoy it, yeah.
Okay. And do you know how many episode seasons?
There are 2 seasons. It is done until season 3. And I think there's 10, or I think there's 8 in the first season and 9 in the second season.
Okay. Hour long? 30 minutes long?
Hour long, yeah.
Oh, not bad. Not bad. Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Highly recommend. It is my favorite show. I hope they win all the Emmys. I made a shirt about it that new. My other DeLulu is Severance has to win, and I love Jessica Lee Gagne is the cinematographer for the series, and she also directed 1 episode in season 2, which is my favorite episode.
Oh.
And so she's like gonna be, she's the next big director. I'm calling it now. She's gonna have a big career ahead of her.
I was gonna say, when's the last time we had a female director really
take
over?
Exactly. So that is also why I'm like really obsessed with the show is like.
It's kind of like Bryce Dallas Howard. Anytime she does any directing from any of the Star Wars shows,
I love her episodes. No, yeah. I think that she is one of the best directors.
She's a chip off her own dad's block, man. Yeah. Like she has.
It is actually I like notice the directing when she does an episode because I'm like, this is so good. Who directs Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah.
I'm like,
yes. Oh, I love it.
Girl.
I wish she would have directed Jurassic World. But.
Yeah. I have heard that it is so bad that it is good, that it is fun.
It's fun to watch. Uh-oh. If you don't... Okay, those 3, Jurassic World, they're okay to watch. The second one, it starts off really good. Like, it reminds me of the first one and the second one, and then it gets really campy. Like, I'm like, oh, man, you lost
me. I haven't
me.
Seen any of them, honestly.
No?
No.
Eh. None of the worlds? No.
I'm a Pratt hater.
I can already hear the comments right now. I'm not really big into like the Jurassic Park series.
I mean, not even the original one. Oh, he was holding up.
He knew it was coming. I think I need to watch them now as an adult.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, it was just scary, and like I was very scared of like everything as a kid. So that's not really saying much. But yeah, I think I just need to sit down and watch the original.
Retry the original. That's the only one that you gotta see.
My bestie even has a Jurassic Park Jeep, and I'm still just like, meh. Like I need to fix that.
I mean,
that.
It's the first one and the aesthetic of the rest. There's nothing else.
The first one and the second one, I think, are just the second one has its ups and downs, but it's only towards the end. They try to bring it here to the mainland, and things messed up. But other than that,
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it sounds like the success and downfall of Universal Studios.
Oh no,
that's what it feels like.
But they
did
good with Nintendo with Mario.
That's a matter of opinion.
Oh, you didn't like the Mario movie, the Nintendo movie?
I liked it.
Donkey Kong.
It was fine.
It was fine. Yeah.
What? Oh no.
I feel like it was very like edges rounded off. Like it totally could have been like really, really cool and like, but there was no chances taken. I feel like it's just very playing it safe. Mm-hmm. Very like there's definitely like it looks cute. It's still fun.
It's
but like
than
I'm
Sonic.
I'm a Pratt hater. I hate him.
You hate Pratt?
I hate him. I hate him.
Yes, we are the
Damn.
Same.
Not like.
I was going to ask if Chris Pratt was in any of the other Jurassic movies.
Isn't he in all of them?
He's in
one,
He's in
right?
Worlds. Not all the Worlds.
Oh, is he stopping all them? Okay. Well,
he's in Jurassic World 1, Extinction, and Dominion.
I gotta know.
He's only in 3.
What secret does he know about somebody in Hollywood? Because, like, the man is not...
He's dating Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right, yeah.
Or married to her. So, that could be one.
And he's, like, super Christian, like, megachurch or whatever. Like,
I don't like Parks and Rec because I worked in my years of working in industry with dumb people like that. So, I can't watch
it's
something
that. It's
not enjoyable. But I do not... care for him, but until he did Star-Lord, I'm like, all right, cool. I like Guardians of the Galaxy.
I was a fan of him through Guardians, yeah. And then after that, that's fell it. Off hard.
Done. Yeah. Mario was okay. It was better than Sonic. I grew up on Sonic, but I watched all the Sonics. I'm like, all right, this is it. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. You could have done it without the human aspect of it and just keep it just in world. Mm-hmm. But they tend to do that. You always got to have a human aspect into it. Garfield's the same way. You got to have an animated cat and real humans. Same with the Smurf movies and everything else. So it's.
I just loved when they clipped together him being like, well, Emmett talks like this. And Garfield, it's more like a yawn in the back of your throat. And Mario's like this. And it all was legit all like the same. Yeah. It was just him adding different emotions. And I'm like, bro, that's not voice acting. That's just emotions that we all have. Not to get on another tangent, but like, I'm waiting for the day that the shift in voice acting happens again, where we allow voice actors to actually put on a voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so bored of people like this just being an animated character voice when people have so much more talent, so many like more unique voices out there. It's like, why are we not casting people that have unique voices and actually like study voice acting as an art instead of just, this is me voice acting. I am reading a script. Like what happened? Why?
What happened?
Where did we lose like the personality, you know? Like when? It's a me, Mario. Mushroom Kingdom.
There was nothing
here
Italian about that.
No, about Chris come Brown. On. Put some spice on
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh, I can't. Yeah. I can't. Oh, this industry right now. How did we get here?
All right, I think you got to crack that LeFoufou.
Let's see what the heck this is.
Ooh, you got to show the camera which one you want.
You have to tell the box which one you want.
There's a lore to this.
I would like the white one because I can dye it and color it crazy. But I'll probably end up getting... I like the gray. But I feel like this is a generic color, just brown. So just like everyone gets brown. Yeah, I'll be happy with any of them because once I get one, I'm just going to like... cosmetize. I'm gonna pierce its ears. I'm gonna like color its eyes.
I'm so excited for you.
It's gonna be on every single Cosmo show.
I can't wait to see what the bag looks like.
Are you gonna close your eyes and open it and show us?
Sure.
Do the lore.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah. So you have to like close your eyes.
Okay.
So you can't see it. You gotta show us first.
Am I on camera?
Oh, he's opening it like chips. Oh. Okay.
What? How am I supposed to open it?
Is there a little rip tab?
I was looking for that. I couldn't. Oh, there is. Okay. All right. Cool. Cool.
Okay. So it is you.
There you go. There you go. Don't look. Show us first. He's opening the bag.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Something else in there. Brown. Generic. I knew it. There's a ring in here.
Yeah, for your purse charms. Now right. You can.
Isn't brown the secret for macaroon?
Yeah, the dark chocolate brown.
Yeah.
Toffee.
Toffee's lighter.
All right.
Do I have a toffee?
Toffee.
I'm so annoying about it. I'm like, actually, toffee is lighter.
This is my first one. I only have one Funko Pop, and it's the Wolfman. So this is the only one I got. I might turn this into a werewolf.
Do it.
Yeah.
Wait, show us. I can't see past the monitor. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, his eyes are great.
Yeah. No, he's cute.
So what's the difference? Okay, show me the difference.
Do I have an exciting macaroon? Okay, so me, here's like, my green grape.
Show
here.
Me the real.
Can I yeet him to you?
Yeah, sure.
Get ready. I'm going to throw him up and over.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh!
My face. Okay.
I just really eloquently threw Cosmo my green grape. For those of you that are listening.
I can see a little bit difference. I'm putting it on the camera.
A little bit of a difference.
Well, like,
you're so nice.
Definitely the face is a little bit more.
The eye chips are completely different styles.
Yeah.
The ears should be pointed towards each other, pointed in.
Kind of like a rabbit.
Like a rabbit.
Yeah. Inwards. Yeah, yeah. Also, does your tag have the like scan for authenticity on it?
I don't know what it has. Hold on.
Does it?
It
say,
has like a tag on it.
Does it say Poor Mapped instead of Pop Mart? It
says Pop Mart.
Oh, good.
It says Pop Mart. Where's the camera? It's not going to focus on that one.
It's better than the one I did the TikTok on.
They're
on. Getting good.
Yeah.
They're getting good. They're better.
Let me put the ring on and I'll toss it to you guys. How do you put this damn ring on?
Oh, you can keep him. I don't need to see him. I can see him here.
Damn. It's like, no, it's okay. I don't want to hold your baby.
Did you see that? Sports. DeLulu Canoe. We're a sport channel now.
Oh, we should be a sports team.
Segment. No, please, no. Yeah. It's not.
Let's just challenge other content creators at games.
Let's not become Mr. Beast.
Oh, no.
He's already got that.
I've heard about him. He has a stamp on his leg. He's trademarked.
An attempt was made.
They all got like a little
thing on their foot.
Yeah, it's supposed to like blend in. Like it's.
I mean, I did that to my toys. Put my initials when I was a kid.
And then on the other foot, supposed to be like a what's it called? Like a UV where it lights up.
Oh, does it? I never tried that.
Hmm. I don't have a UV, so I don't know. Could you imagine all mine are fake and I'm just now figuring it out? Like,
I did check all of mine the other day because I was like, you know what? I better check their tags just so that no one can accuse me.
It's okay to cut off the tag?
No.
Go for it.
Okay.
On the real ones, no.
Have you heard of the Lachuchus?
No.
What?
So there's Lafufu where it's like, it still kind of looks like it, right? I think it's called Lachuchu where it's literally like a Barbie doll and like the fur is a hoodie that they put on it. So it's bald. It's so wild. Chrissy wants one. I think she actually bought one.
Wait. I saw the one that Chrissy showed me one and I was like, I want one of those.
It looked, the bald one?
It reminds me of like a Men in Black character. It was like a doll. You open up the face and there's a little tiny little boo-boo inside.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking
about. Like controlling the doll. It was like crazy. I'm like, I want that one.
You would. You would want that one.
Yeah.
You're so unique.
that's code word for special.
No, I mean that in like the most sincere, nice way.
This is kind of cool. I'm going to mess this up so bad.
You'll have to, by the time this episode comes out, because we're a little bit ahead again. Yay, mm-hmm. Go us. Hey. You should send Chompy a photo and she'll insert it here of what you decide to do with him.
Yep.
So now you have to do it relatively quickly.
Okay.
He's like, I got time tonight.
Good luck.
I got it.
So, Chompy, what, we have a Patreon episode that's connected to this. What's your teaser? What are we going to do on Patreon?
I have a bunch of other little guys in my bag that I'm going to show you. They are not Labubus, but they're Disney guys, so I think that you're going to like them.
A La Disno?
A La Disno. So you have a Mickey of the other Pop Mart
Nothing can keychain. Stop us now.
I don't have I have a Donald, but my friend is holding on to him right now, so I need to go get him. Oh. But yes, no, I love those little guys too, but it's not those. It's a different
guy.
They're
very cute. I want the Chip and the Dale ones so bad.
They're so
Somebody cute. Can get them for me.
Okay.
I'd be so happy.
Hi, if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, you are probably confused why you can hear my voice now. And for those of you that can see this, you're probably confused why am I sitting in Cosmo's chair as the producer? Well, we have been having some technical difficulties once again, unfortunately, with our card reader. I'm not really sure what's going on. It's currently reading our brand new cards that we've been using forever as full. So I ordered some new ones. Hopefully that will solve the problem. We won't have this issue happening again. I'm so, so sorry that we lost the rest of the audio for this episode. But I assure you, I am on the hunt for the Mickey and Friends. Blind Box is kind of where I left off. Chompy is still DeLulu for Labubu, so she is open to your generous Labubu donations. And I was going to talk a little bit about merch, but I do have some very quick updates to inform you all. The merch store that I was currently going through was not really delivering the products to my personal standard. They, for example, were a couple of times where they shut down my drawings for copyright infringement, which is understandable. I play by the rules, so I made some adjustments to my design, resubmitted, ordered 6 stickers, and paid full price for all of them to only get one on my doorstep, complete with the order slip on the inside saying that all 5 of the other stickers were in there when they were not. So that, in combination with the many other problems I've been having with this merch site, I am officially going to be closing down that merch site. I don't want to waste your time or your money when they can't even fulfill sample orders for the creator and there's no way to get a hold of them. So luckily, though, there's another company that's reached out. I will be communicating with them. Unfortunately, it means I have to start the entire process over, which is exhausting. But again, I appreciate your patience so much because I would hate for this to happen to any of you. And sure, it's money out of my pocket because I did order samples of basically every product that I was selling, but I would rather me light my money on fire than it be you. So I hope you understand. Please know that merch is coming soon and I am still working on it. So please don't give up yet. I will figure it out. I promise. But I hope you all are continuing to stay DeLulu. By the time you see this episode, we will be at San Diego Comic-Con. So we will have some more exciting uploads coming up ahead. Be sure to subscribe to the Patreon if you haven't already. Even if you're just a free member, I have a free true crime that will be coming up in the next month. So there are 3 free episodes for you to watch and get caught up on. And obviously, if you can be a part of our patrons, we would absolutely love for you to join. Our lowest tier is $5. Our highest tier is $50. Any and all support would be greatly appreciated. Your funds so far from last month have went to a bunch of new cards and another big surprise coming up soon. So thank you all so much. Be sure to stay DeLulu because it's the Salulu. Share with your friends and subscribe. Bye. You're so cute. No, you're so cute. No, you're so cute. No, you're so cute. No, really, you're so cute. Goodbye. Nothing can stop us now. I don't know how I'm gonna make it happen. Okay, bye.